Yo, it's your boy, Trevor. What's going down, man?
What's going on, man? It's TD Bowling. How's it going?
It's going good, man. So go ahead and let's chop it up today.
What's going on? Well, let's first introduce yourself, man. Who am I talking to?
Oh, you're talking to the one and only Terrell Williams, a.k.a. The Rebel, a.k.a. Tyrus Kuro. You know what I mean? I do it all. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And welcome on my man, TD Bowling.
Yeah. The photographer, the artist, the artiste, all of that. The nigga that's trying to find the cleaners. Oh, found him. What's going on, baby?
Hey, what's going on,
what's
man?
So what's happening? Hey, man, I had something on my heart real quick, man. Let me put these apple pods. How you doing today, by the way? You okay?
Hey, I'm doing better than I deserve, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm taking these day at a time.
Hello, let me connect you to the can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, we here. We live and direct. Man, I'm over here. I got some shorts, man, that I'm about.
It's going away a little bit, my man.
Uh-oh, I'm right here. How you doing, sir? How much to right there.
About $5.
Yeah, let's do it. But man, I messed around and ripped my daggone shorts, man. I'm like, man, I'm working out too hard over here, man.
Hey, you're doing the SpongeBob, man.
I'm working out too hard, man. I don't want to be the pervert in the gym. I'm doing what it is. They like, oh, see, we got to call the cops because he's letting his goodies all go. Let me go to the cleaners and get these shorts stitched up real quick.
Have you been here before?
Nah, first time, man.
What's the telephone number, sir?
301-278-2832. That ain't giving people access to my number, by the way. Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N. But yeah, I'm over here at the cleaners, man.
First name, sir.
Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-A-N, T-D Bolden.
Let's do this over, man. I'm gonna try it again. You got a lot going on back there.
Wednesday? Thank you, buddy. Nah, that's cool, man. This real time. This is what people want. They don't want no stage stuff. I'm done. You see that? I'm already done.
Hey, that's the real time, man. We good.
This real time, man. You see what I'm saying? They with us. Y'all are with us. So check it out. I had some stuff on my heart, brother, not too long ago. I was meditating, and I was talking to some, I was talking to.
And it's breaking my heart. It's breaking my heart.
Who were you talking to?
Well, I was talking to some men, and we got on the conversation. Well, they seemed a little distraught, some young men out here, young 20s. I'm 33. I'll be this year. And I've been married before, 4 years,
mm-hmm.
Divorced. I've been divorced going on, 2 years, and got two beautiful girls, five and seven. And you know, I'm not gonna sit here and say that I'm the relationship guru. That's what I'm not gonna do. Okay.
Okay.
But what I will say is I'm no stranger to healthy relationships. And I'm no stranger to toxic relationships.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, with that being said, I believe that I have some gems, some knowledge that I can bestow to the younger generation, as well as older maybe that never gone through the things that I've gone through. You know, so again, I was talking to some young cats, man, and they seemed a little distraught. The reason being is because.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being is because their female counterparts, their peers, their female peers, they're, I don't know, it's like they're either in a state of confusion or they're not looking in their direction, so they're becoming, you know, disappointed or discouraged, you know. And you know how it is as a young man, and you're married as well, correct?
Yeah. 2 years.
Yeah.
Two long years, man. strong.
Strong. You feel what I'm saying? And you're expecting a child, correct?
Exactly. A little boy. You do here in June?
There you go. Yeah. I got a summer baby, you know? And
exactly. Gemini.
Yeah. And so the thing is, we have our young brothers out here that believe that it's hard to attract a woman, a real woman. And well, I told him a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. The thing is, you don't have to backpedal to find anything. You can continue in your journey and what you need to do, and you can find, you know what I mean? It's kind of like you're looking for a restaurant, right? And you put it in the GPS, and then you ever been driving, and you look around to your left and right, and you in a part of town that you've never been in, and you say, wow, I found a gym, or I found a new restaurant, or I found, see, you find things as you're continuing in the journey. And a lot of times I've realized our young brothers, they feel as though they got to somewhat backpedal or dumb themselves down in order to fuck. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's okay. So that's the first thing, right? That's the first thing, okay? And I get it. You know, it we all go through it as young men. But again, I wanted to touch on this subject due to the fact that it's kind of disheartening to hear my young brothers really feel. They honestly feel. Listen to me. They honestly feel like they either have to become something that they are not to attract an individual that hasn't developed fully themselves.
Inside and outside. Right.
Inside and outside. So now we're talking about two undeveloped beings looking to complete each other. Right? So,
well,
you know, you feel what I'm saying? And so, right now, in the black community, we hurting right now. You know what I'm saying? We hurting right now. And not only are we hurting, it's as if, you know, not as if, we already know our history has been whitewashed, has been compromised. And so now, you know, it's a lot of things that we searching for within ourselves. But I believe that if we come together, that's one less step. That's another. That's one brick in the wall that we can, you know, that we can build up and things like that. But yeah, man, that's one of the things. Like I feel a certain type of way when, you know, my young brothers out here really feel like they have to be a rapper or even dumb themselves down, and you know, to attract, or they feel like they're attracting somebody, even to the extent of disrespecting our women.
Right.
For them, and oddly enough, there are some of our own sisters out there that feel like you're not a grown man, you're not a man that I can respect, you're not a certified man, M-A-N, unless you yoke me up, unless I feel that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to lie, I feel disheartened because I'm like, where are we as a people if we cannot communicate, if I can't communicate to a queen, not my queen, just a queen, period, and without her believing that she is a diva, let's conquer this real quick. A diva, I don't know if you know this, brother, that's a pagan god. That was the name of one of the Egyptian gods, wasn't it? A diva, D-I-V-A. So now we what are we doing with, so that's my whole thing, brother. That's where the frustration is. I know you hear it in my voice. The frustration is we need to return back to God's commandments over our people, because things ain't working out the way we want them to because of the attitudes that we adopted, because of the Western civilization and things like the things that has transpired over centuries. We have allowed that to literally pick us apart at the scene, similar to the shorts that I just dropped off at the cleaners. To give you a visual representation, I was doing some physical activity, of course, and I ripped the inside, right? The inside where the crotch is, the groin area. I ripped that all out. That's all out the seams, right? So I'm I need to go ahead and fix this before I embarrass myself. It's almost as if that's where we are. Our people, that's what we are. We ripped out the crotch and now, but guess what? It seems as though we're flaunting it more than hiding it, saying, you know what, we need to fix this because this is not the representation that I want to give. It's almost as if we're flaunting that. Why do I say that? Because we got the homosexual, right? We got that activity going on, you know, and we know that what? We know that that's being paraded, not only paraded, but celebrated, right? But our women are disrespecting the men, saying you need to be a real man, but their bestie is a homosexual. So I'm trying to figure out, do they look at them as grown men?
I don't know.
I'm just throwing some things out there, but it's all in all, brother, all in all, and I'll say this, all in all, I'm very concerned about the state of our people. I'm really concerned about the state of our people. We all really need to come together. How you feel about that, man?
I mean, I totally agree, man. It's just like that state of confusion. You know what I mean? The essence of being in this world and, like, being us as black people, being brainwashed not only by television but everyday life, as to think that, you know, the woman that is supposedly supposed to be your queen is the woman that praises her body in an aspect of, like, you know, only the only thing you would get out of that is lust. It's not really anything other than lust, you know, when a man is looking at a woman in that way. It's not really, it's lustful, you know what I mean? So us as men, black men, we are always, you know, I wouldn't say all of us, but 9 times out of 10, you see, you know, a woman that you say is like a diva, that carries herself, instead of carrying herself as a queen, she carries herself as like this trophy.
A diva or a bad bitch, as they like to put it, a boss, yeah.
Yeah, she want to be a trophy. She just want to be something on the shelf. She don't really want to, you know, actually hold credit to who she is and respect herself in that aspect. They think that just because they have physical attributes that may be attracting, but their insides aren't really together. And us as our men, we just, like, you know, chasing after that, thinking that that's the true essence of what they, you know, of love. And when they get
Let me throw this out there real quick. We are visual. Uh-huh. That's the thing. We, as men, we're under attack. That's why we really have to strap up with the word of God and armor ourselves, right, with the word of God, because we're visual, right? We visual. We see something that, and we like it. That's what we're gonna conquer that, whatever that is. We like that. And so, you know, Instagram, all this social media out here with the selfie, you got the selfies and all of that stuff popping off. Now, we're really under attack, but a lot of us don't even realize. We just looking at it as a smorgasbord of what? Ass, right? A smorgasbord of, you know, sexuality from the female. And a lot of us are eating it up when really this is weakening us. This is detrimental to us. This isn't good. This isn't good. You know, but go ahead. I'm sorry, bro. I had to put that out there because I feel that, man. I really do.
I mean, and back to what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not healthy at all, because, like I said, once that man or whatever grabs the person that they visually are attracted to, you know what I'm saying, they become disappointed because it's not what they wanted. You know what I mean? You know. Us as men, we want that nourishing, like getting nourished by that nourishment. You know what I mean? Getting nourished by the woman that they love, and come to find out they lay down with that woman, and I don't know how to do it. What? You know what I'm saying? She don't know how to cook, clean,
which is disrespectful to the man. Right. Because we know as men, we long for respect, and women long for love and protection. Right. So, you know, yeah. I don't know about you, but you know, my woman were to be out here, you know, shaking that thing and showing everybody her, you know, cleavage and really just putting herself out there, even though she has a man at home, that's disrespectful. And men don't, you know, a real man would not want that, because that's, again, that's disrespect. Men long for respect. That's what we long for as kings. That's our love language. You respect them. That's the love language. She's gonna have that. You're gonna reciprocate. They gonna reciprocate that. That respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, man. It's like I said. It, for me, it's disheartening, man. And I don't know. Like, I talked to my young brother, the young bulls, the noblemen, and we continuously encourage. And you know, like the word says, iron sharpens iron, and that's how we roll. But I know, brother, I know, just how, like we're doing this right now, I know there are women out there, there are queens out there that's saying the same thing, like, what's going on out here? It's just all about putting things like this on Anchor, you know, apps like this that allow us to come together as people and say, you know what, we do have a voice. We don't have to allow BET or MTV or all these other things. We don't have to allow that to be our representation. That's
staple.
Not what that is.
That's
right.
The staple of us.
Right. We don't have to allow
But in all reality, the person that's putting out that content, that person ain't really, you know what I'm saying? That person ain't in for the best interest of our culture.
Oh,
you
culture,
know what I mean?
Right.
The CEO
right.
of BT,
right.
They ain't in the best interest of our culture.
No. They really want to exploit us.
Yeah.
They're looking to exploit, and so that's the thing. That's a, you know, it's a fad, right? Just like back in the day, keep it real was a fad. Nah, keep it real. Yeah, that's a statement on in a mantra that some people really live by. They're gonna keep it real, but then, you know, in the 90s, people were saying keep it real to the point that, you know, people used that as a license to disrespect. I think about that, why? Oh, well, I'm just keeping it real. Not keeping it real is being genuine, not a license to disrespect. So now, 2018, right? 2014, 2000.
You're breaking up, my man. You're breaking up.
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. So, yeah, so now we have the conscious. Stay woke. I'm awake. I'm hip, right? I understand
exactly
what's going on. We're using that as it's almost kind of faddish now. We're kind of watering it down almost as if, yeah, I'm woke. I understand what's going on. Okay, yeah, I understand you growing your dread.
That's missing the point.
That's missing the point. Are you woke enough to understand that we, our people, are being exploited? We have culture vultures. We have moles, we have sales in the entertainment industry right now that are solely there to take our dances, to take our terminologies and people say slang and things like that, to take all of that and to misconstrue it and distort it and basically put it out there and say, hey, we hip too. We cool too. We can sound just like y'all. Kim Kardashian gets some quote-unquote Bo Derek braids when our women were wearing these braids way before we were even thought of. But now, right?
As a protective styling, it was worn as a protective styling for the African-American hair.
African hair, right. You know what I'm saying? And so now it's, you know,
African
hair. And that's what I'm... Right, so that's what I'm saying. So, with all of that being said, brother, that's the part of being woke, recognizing that and seeing that, and really calling that shit out. Like, yo, Nah, you stealing our shit. Not only are you stealing our stuff, but our women getting stole, snatched up. Our brothers getting snatched up. Our kids being snatched up. We really need to speak on these things. So that's why I'm happy that we have these avenues like Anchor with the podcast, YouTube, Twitter, and things like that, that we can actually put this.
Yo, thanks for listening to What's Happening Over the Phone. It's your boy Terrell the Rebel, and you are also listening to T.D. Bowden. Feel free to drop any comments, questions, or whatever you like below.